Track 21.
Good afternoon, Mr. Marchant. My name is Julia Connery.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Would you like to take a seat?
Thanks very much.
My colleague has told me that you would like to discuss different forms of investment.
Yes, I definitely need some advice on this. You see, I invested in a chain of hotels in Thailand. It should have been a low-risk investment, given the amount of money that tourists spend on holidays over there. I had heard a lot of success stories from some people I spoke to. I went ahead and invested my entire savings, 7,000 euros, in the shares. I must have been crazy now that I think about it. Have you seen the recent stock performance reports for the hotel industry as a whole? The crash is all over the news.
Yes, I saw that too. Not good news. But not only the tourism sector has been affected. Many other markets have also taken a downturn recently.
The currency risk was something that hadn't even occurred to me. I had only thought of the growth in tourism. Now, I am losing in two different ways.
The euro has increased in strength quite a bit, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Anyway, I decided to come and see you, since the advice I got before from my friends wasn't so great after all.
I'd be happy to help. Are you thinking of a medium-term or a long-term investment?
Well, I think long-term would be best. My kids are still small, but before you know it, they'll be wanting to go to university or do an apprenticeship. So I had better start thinking about their future. I think I could afford to invest 100 euros a month, but I am very uncertain about where to invest. What would you advise?
Well, shares are not always a bad investment. As a matter of fact, they tend to yield far better returns than other types of investments within the same amount of time.
But how can I figure out which ones to buy and when to sell them again? I'm not the gambling type, and I would prefer not to have to look at financial reports each day. I've never been good at math.
I understand completely. There are lots of people who don't enjoy watching the financial markets. Have you thought about investing in a fund?
Well, I have heard of funds, but I must say I don't really know how they work. Is it like buying shares?
The two products are quite similar, but you don't see the shares which are bought and traded with the invested funds. A fund manager will pool your capital with other investors' capital. Each investor has a certain number of units equal to their proportion of assets in the fund.
Oh, right. And does the price of these units fluctuate like shares do?
Yes, it does. But since there are many different investments in the fund, the fluctuations aren't as great. When you have a fund, the risk is spread over many securities, which makes it more likely to gain good yields within the given time period. You couldn't really do that on your own, unless you had enough capital to really diversify your investment portfolio.
So can I stick to my budget of 100 euros a month?
Yes, although you could even invest half of that each month if you wanted.
Will I be able to take my money out of the fund whenever I want?
Theoretically, yes, you can. But I must also advise you that the bank will charge you for the service. So you would be well advised to think of a fund as a medium to long-term form of investment.
Well, somehow, I still have the feeling that what you have just told me about funds sounds very similar to an investment in shares. I am a bit nervous about risky investments just now.
Okay, then maybe we could look at some alternative types of investment opportunities. For example, what about other types?